The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has been raised. Remember what he said while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced these things to the 11 and to the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their stories seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the burial clothes alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have listened to a very graphic and impressive presentation and a proclamation of God's word. We began in darkness tonight, and now we are in light. And the whole theme of our liturgy tonight has to do with a journey from darkness into light. At some time in our journey of life, we have all faced a winter of darkness. We have all been discouraged sometime in life. We have struggled. Joan Chittister, in her marvelous book, Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope, she says wisely that failure does not come from the struggle. Failure comes from the lack of the struggle. There is somebody listening to me tonight who is in darkness. Darkness is not a place. Darkness is an experience. There's somebody here who is struggling with an addiction. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of slavery. It's a place where we are not free. And we are here to pray with you, to empower you, and to invite you into a new place of life. The first proclamation tonight, God said, "Let there be light." The Exodus led people from slavery into a place of freedom. Perhaps there is somebody here tonight who is struggling with divorce or a crisis in a relationship. It's a place of darkness, and the power of Jesus Christ calls you into a place of light. Perhaps a lonely person seeking a bond, a life relationship, feeling that life is empty and life doesn't have a meaning. We are here to invite you to come from darkness into light. Whatever your burden, the power of Jesus Christ calls you tonight from darkness into light. Whatever conflict you have, families are divided, people misunderstand. We are burdened with the darkness of anger or division or misunderstanding. We may be discouraged in a place of darkness, and yet tonight we proclaim that Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and we are called into a place of light and a place of freedom. Many of us have questions about the church. Pope Francis says, a faith that does not have questions is a faith that needs to be questioned. In Joseph Heller's book, Catch 22, Colonel Korn speaks to Cliffinger, and they agree that a person who doesn't have a question cannot be educated, cannot grow. The only one who is open to growing, to developing, and to be educated is one who has a question. But the question is not a place of darkness. It arises in a place of darkness, but it leads us to a place of light. Those who belong to our journeying community tonight have discovered something. They become our teachers. They look back over the journey of their life and they will find that God was always with them. They didn't always know that God was with them. And the whole journey toward Easter is a discovery that the hand of God was always with them. And we are called now to look deep inside ourselves, to accept the darkness and the struggles of our lives. The place of darkness is an invitation to freedom, to a new life in the risen Jesus Christ. We don't do that very often. We bury our conflicts. We deny the burdens of life. We become distracted with all the luxuries and distractions of life. And somewhere we pause and we look deep inside ourselves and we discover a loneliness, an emptiness, a poverty, a darkness, and then somehow we are led to the Lord, the one who has triumphed over the world. So listen to the word of God. Listen to the invitation of the moment to claim the freedom of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, to claim the extraordinary prayer that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Amen.